your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. The state Senate in full session on a single day this week, passing a bill limiting welfare recipients to 4 years of benefits. That happened with all Senate Democrats voting against the measure. I'm joined by Democratic State Senator Vince Gregory to find out what that's going to mean to Michigan families. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be here.
You know, 4 years on welfare. I mean, isn't that long enough for any able-bodied person to be able to get back on their feet and no longer require the assistance of the state?
You know, in normal times, I would agree with you that probably would be the times, but these are not normal times. We've seen record unemployment. As a matter of fact, we have 26 counties that are 25% higher than the state's unemployment rate. So in those counties, they really are struggling. So when you say 48 months, those people will be impacted twice as much as anybody else in the state.
You know, Michigan's current law has a similar time limit, but has more exceptions than this revised plan. What kind of exceptions are we talking about? Were they allowing people to draw benefits indefinitely?
No, there will be no indefinite benefits. There are some exceptions. For instance, you have somebody who's at home who's really sick and you must be there with them. But all of those are all short-term. There are no long-term exceptions, and then those exceptions you apply through the Department of Human Services, and they will make the determination if you're eligible for the exceptions.
Aren't these types of reforms unfortunately necessary to keep our state finances under control? I mean, we're seeing reductions in unemployment benefits. State workers are being asked to sacrifice. Shouldn't welfare be included in our cost control efforts?
You know what? And again, I suppose if times were better, I would say that's the way to do it. It's funny that we're doing this at the worst possible time. But also, remember now, everybody, we're looking at our budget deficit, and obviously we're trying to get the budget under control, and yet what we're doing is we're actually cutting the people that need it the most, and we've given businesses a tremendous break, and yet these people now that don't have a job and may not even have the opportunity to get a job for some period of time will be now without money as of October 1st.
The State House has already approved its version of this bill, right. So it will soon be on its way to the governor's desk, saving the state an approximate $77 million. Couldn't that money be spent in better ways to help struggling families?
Yes, I believe it could. You know, I just think that, you know what, we're taking, and the average person, just what everybody knows, the average person that's on this welfare plan, they get about $515 a month average, and that's families. So you're talking about, let's say, it's a family of two with two kids, that's $515 a month. That's not a lot of money to take care of a family. But yet and still, that money, once it's given to those families, it goes back into the stores, it goes back into businesses, it's kept within the state. So the money is being recycled, being reused, so it's not lost anywhere within the state.
So if we're looking at 12,000 families that would be cut off from the rolls by October 1st, how long have some of these families been on welfare?
Now, some of them have been on there longer than the 48 months. And as a matter of fact, everybody that will be cut off will have been on for at least 48 months. It is retroactive so that everyone who was cut off as of October 1st will have been on at least 48 months.
And what's going to happen to these families? Are there no other state programs to assist them?
No, these families will then be off of any kind of assistance. And then in normal times, you would probably turn to a lot of charities to try to help out. But charities have been hit hard now because of the unemployment and the number of people that used to contribute no longer can afford to contribute to the charity. So these people will struggle, and some of the money that they receive goes toward their housing, their clothing, their food, so they will not have that money to be able to go to these areas, and frankly, we don't know what will happen to these people at this point.
And how do we know that welfare benefits aren't being misused, especially when recipients receive them for years on end? Isn't there a tendency to avoid taking the steps necessary to get out of the system?
Well, I suppose that with any system that's as large as a system like this particular system, there will always be those that will tend to try to abuse the system. But I would say that most Michiganders, I would be willing to say that 90% of Michiganders, you know, they follow the rules, they do what they're supposed to do, and yet now they're being hammered, and I would hope that they would not be lumped in with the ones that are trying to abuse the system. I would hope that this would be just a thought, that this is a push to get them out. But if they're being lumped in because of the ones that are not doing what they're supposed to, that's a sad statement for the state of Michigan to make.
Other than these 12,000 families, about how many families are currently getting welfare benefits in Michigan?
You know, well, we tried to get those numbers, and we couldn't get a good fix on it. The only thing we really got was that, as a matter of fact, we know that as of January 1st, it'll be 12,600 families that will be taken off the rolls. But we asked daily after that how many would it be affected, and we have no real numbers. We couldn't get the numbers. We've asked for the fiscal agencies to give us the numbers. Nobody seems to have those exact numbers, so we don't know. It could be, you know, we just don't know. And obviously, with the job market the way that it is, we have a lot of people that are receiving assistance, so it could be large numbers. And now you're talking about going into November, December, the cooler months, and without some assistance, I just hate to think of what will happen to these families.
You know, this vote looks like so many others taken in the Senate this year, in terms of the Republicans simply dominating the Democratic vote. Right. When you look ahead to the fall, are you discouraged by the thought that Republicans will be able to continue pushing through their agenda, since they're holding such a dominating majority?
Well, I'd say that's a fair statement to make. I'm certainly leery and a little concerned about some of the direction that we're going in. And I guess if you go back just a couple more months, we eliminated the unemployment benefits. We reduced the employment benefits from 26 weeks to 20 weeks. Now we're reducing the benefits for these families that need them the most from the 48 months. We're saying you're wiped out. And yet we will be, and yet in the Midwest, we will have the strictest regulations on this money within the Midwest. Most everybody else has 60 months, except for Indiana, which has 24 months, but their kids stay on benefits indefinitely.
I mean, are Democratic lawmakers, in essence, powerless at this point?
Well, I wouldn't say we're powerless, but certainly, you know, we're trying to make the arguments, the rational arguments, and trying to, where we can, make sure that the Republicans and the committee heads understand exactly what they'll be doing when these programs are eliminated. But at this point, it does seem like a lot of these things are falling on deaf ears, and it seems like it's just a position, let's just move forward, and regardless of who it'll hurt. And I just think that the Michigan residents are really catching it now, and I don't think that nobody believed when this year started it would be as bad on them as it is right now.
You know, when you see Republican lawmakers being targeted for recalls, as there's more than a dozen at this point, and the recalls are based on their vote rather than any kind of ethical or professional misbehavior, isn't that a misuse of the tactic?
Well, I don't know if it's a misuse of it. I think that clearly it's an indication that the people are upset with the representatives that are representing them. I think that that was an indication earlier in the year when, 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people were coming to the Capitol. It was clear then that people were paying attention to what was going on. So to me, this is just no more than an offshoot of what that was. I think Michigan allows for these recalls, and the people, I guess, to me, we should, you know, a lot of people should have saw this coming with the number of people that were protesting and saying that they didn't like this. They didn't like the way the government was going. This is just a follow-through of what had happened earlier in the year.
Democratic State Senator Vince Gregory, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for at least getting this message out as far as what's going on in state government.
Certainly. Coming up.